Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm broadcasting live from Dyersburg, Tennessee, the great city of Dyersburg, Tennessee, small town America, flyover America, heartland America. And the reason I know that is because of the people that are here. Many of them I've already met, and many more that I'm going to meet later today when I deliver a keynote speech to a gathering of small business owners. I can't wait to do that. I love doing that. It's one of my favorite things in the world to do, is to come out to across the country and visit with chambers of commerce and their members and see what's going on in their communities and meet people like Sherry Guthrie, who's sitting in front of me right now. Sherry is the owner of Four Seasons Realty and developer. Sherry, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
It's good to have you on the show, and it's good to be here with you in your hometown.
Thank you very much. This is my home, and I've been here 33 years.
33 years. That's great. So you moved here when you were only two then.
Oh, right.
Tell us about being a realtor. Things are different with realtors these days, aren't they?
Well, they are different from when I started. This is my 21st year in the real estate business in Dyer County, and things are very much changed with the paperwork that you do and the different things that the Tennessee Real Estate Commission has put upon us for protection for the realtor, the seller, and the buyer.
Like what?
Property disclosures, lead-based paint.
More full disclosure, yeah.
Right.
All the environmental stuff.
Environmental things have really come
radon,
into play.
Radon. What, all that kind of stuff.
Lead-based paint, asbestos, all sorts of things have come into play in the past 21 years.
Right.
Since I first started.
But technology has changed things, too,
hasn't it?
Oh,
very much, yes. We had a daily newspaper, and now I would say the newspaper is second to the Internet. Everybody is house shopping on the Internet
mm-hmm.
now.
How has that changed your business model?
Oh, very much. We advertise really solely with the TV station and internet. Realtor.com is the most widely known segment for the internet. Everyone knows that. You can get on, click into Dyer County, Tennessee, pull up whatever is available. You can look at everything that's on the market or scale it down to what you're particularly looking for. A lot of newcomers that come into Dyersburg already know the houses they want to look at before they get to Dyersburg.
And that's good for the consumer.
Yes.
It's a challenge for the realtor mm-hmm. who doesn't get on board with all
oh,
that,
yeah.
right?
Oh, yeah. If you're not on board with the Internet, you're going to lose out.
You're not going to make it, are you?
No, and you're going to lose all the newcomers. You may have your local business, but your newcomers,
And see, that's what we were talking about with Alan earlier. He was talking about the industries that want to come here.
Mm-hmm.
They already know all about you before that you even know that they're looking at you.
Exactly.
Because of the Internet.
And same thing, some with real estate. If you're not on the Internet, and if they're coming into Dyersburg, if you don't have a website and have the opportunity for them to visit with your company before they even get here, you're going to lose out.
Right.
So you will miss those buyers.
Okay, so, but this is changing in other ways. It's changing the way people serve these customers. The traditional realtor, what's the future of the traditional realtor as you began? I mean, I know you've upgraded with technology now. You've got websites and that sort of thing. What's the future of that realtor with the commission structure that's out there and all that? Those things are going to be changing, aren't they?
Yeah, I think so. We have a very savvy buyer now, much more than we did 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm. They know what things are worth.
Right. They know what things are worth, and it's very easy for them to pull their own comps.
Tell us what a comp is.
A comparable sale
right.
in the neighborhood. They can go to the courthouse. Get their information on the internet from the courthouse, mm-hmm. public records, and they know what they're looking at and what it's worth. So they know if it's overpriced. They can go ahead and if it's a family, learn about the school systems, mm-hmm. learn about the shopping availability.
Well, now, is that making realtors obsolete?
Oh, I don't think so. I think it's still a people business.
It makes them obsolete if they don't understand what you're talking about.
Exactly. Exactly. Mm-hmm. But it is still a people business. I've never actually sold a house over the Internet. And I have lots of buyers who come in and they know what they want to look at. But I've never, now I do know some realtors who have sold over the Internet.
But primarily the Internet is a weeding out process, isn't it? It's a culling process. Or you find what you want and don't want.
Exactly.
So by the time they get to you,
it makes
your job easier.
A lot easier. They know what they want to see.
Yeah.
And they know the areas. They know the neighborhoods. They know the shopping areas of the school districts. You know, so that makes it a lot easier for us. It's less time consuming for us as the realtor, because once they arrive in Dyersburg, they do know the market.
Absolutely.
And they know
absolutely
what they want to look at.
Give us your website, please.
Well, I was a GMAC franchise.
Okay.
But am no longer. So I am actually currently working on my website other than
Oh, so you don't have your own website. I got
right.
you. All right. Well, you'll have to remind me and give it to me another time, and I'll give people that. So, but if someone wanted to contact you here.
Realtor.com. I'm on TV 24/7. Home Guide.
We saw your picture. We saw your picture yesterday in some publication, some local publication.
The Home Guide, and the Chamber sends those out to newcomers. Anyone
right.
who calls the Chamber, they get a Home Guide and a newcomer's package.
Right.
And, you know, that's basically TV, and I'm going to do a billboard.
How many agents you got?
It's a very small office. We only have four in our office.
Four? Well, that's nice. Mm-hmm. That's a lot less people to take care
right.
of. Are you the broker?
Uh-huh.
So that's a lot fewer people to get into trouble, isn't
exactly.
it?
Exactly. Exactly.
Keeps life simple, doesn't
right.
it?
Right, and we are responsible for those people.
And you can move fast. You can be
right.
flexible, too.
Mm-hmm.
But you develop, too. You also
yes,
do some development.
Yes, I have developed. We developed a small subdivision in New Bern, Tennessee, which is about 6 miles north of Dyersburg,
right.
in Dyer County, 53 lots. That was about 10 years ago, and it's completely sold out in a great little neighborhood.
Does that make you proud to
yes,
see
it does.
To see that you had an idea, and now families live there, mm-hmm. and they love, and that's where one day children are going to look back and say, I grew up in that little neighborhood.
Right.
Does
and
that
it's
make
real
you proud?
Neat and clean, and the small families, it's very an asset to New Bern and to Dyer County, because there's a lot of industry in New Bern also.
Ladies and gentlemen, Sherry Guthrie is a classic example of the people who make this country what it is. Sherry, as a small business owner, you're my hero.
Oh.
I'm really proud of you.
Thank you.
Proud of what
you've
done. Thank you for being here, and you keep working hard.
Thank you.
Sherry Guthrie, ladies and gentlemen, with Four Seasons Realty and Developer. We're going to take a quick break, and I'm going to be right back with another banker. Jeff Agee is going to be with me in just a minute. He's the president of First Citizens National Bank. It's an independent community bank. I like those guys. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.